Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody, so everybody tune in. We're all basically making something, part of a greater good. You're listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You. I am. Dude talking across from me is Organic OK.
Yes. This is comedian Organic OK.
All right. Now, let's talk about tonight's show, shall we? Why don't you give everyone an idea about how they could satisfy their personal greatness? Give them an idea.
See, this satisfying the greatness is not like you go to a restaurant and then the person tell you, this is how we cook it, be like yours over where it's like it's not even real fun, you know, that's not a steak. Okay? It's not, oh yes, you like it over there, like I like mine cook a little longer. Okay? So let's be in tune for organic, right? Not give them so much. Look at this. You know what you can do? You can have somebody ask 3,000 questions, and everybody be listening, right? Because some people be asking the questions that people thinking, right? So then this person asking this question that everybody's thinking, right? But then guess what? Everybody is so involved with this person and what the person's asking, but then the person go left. Right? And it started disrupting the actual understanding everybody connecting on, right? But this person has got everybody involved. Then they start talking about, oh, yes, I'm the this. And before you know it, so you know, if you look at some of what you're learning from people that's asking questions, it's to the point where you can see the unique conflict of understanding learning because some people are not looking to really help you. They said that more to disrupt the person that's teaching, right? And if you understand some people, and what they tend to do is they want to micromanage the learning abilities of everybody's in the environment and how the energy is. So, you know, and so what I'm saying to you is if you we paint a picture of this is how you think, this is how you want to answer, this is, think about this. How many other people that are looking for information that just randomly come across in your life and ask questions that you already answered, but they don't want that. They want intimate, private kind of things that is got, like, really, you're for people want to give people information that's helping people, people want to try to undermine the connecting balance that allow this actual fruit to keep harvesting more information. They want to take the tree out and grow up particularly in them. How much can I give you? Or won't you give me this? And I remember this was 2 years ago, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I 20 years ago. And this person said I had a bicycle. And it was a bicycle I had at the time. That, this particular bike, I've had many. And this person said, hey, I give you $50 for that bike. They know it as a special bicycle. Now, I could just give the person a bicycle if I was going to just do it. I would just give the person a bicycle. But for them to give me $50, you know what that means? You know what that means? That means that they were insulting me. They was insulting me by giving me $50 for a bicycle that's worth over 10 times that amount. And to just think because of it was coming from, that was culturally, it's called, you know, culture vultures. That was a culture vulture. And that person was a biased bigot of a person that thinks just because this person is talking to me. Listen to me. There's some people that talk to you and they have no intention of helping you move forward. Like earlier today, this is what I was talking about. Someone I was talking to, I was talking about really where people actually coming into your life to actually add to your life, give you things that's actually giving you the freedom that money doesn't necessarily buy, where you can get what you need from the true resources of connecting. Then when you have money, that would be considered a luxury on top of that. But when you have to spend money on things that are emotionally and physically poor, You already being scammed when you're spending money when this is a system in place that's malnutritionally, financially nutritious. It's malnutritious, okay? So this thing is right here is sucking the bone marrow of anything that's worth. So when you're going to a setup and you say, well, I worked hard to try to build up to this financial thing so I can go and have a good time, so I can emotionally support my financial, you know, blood. This is really, this is blood money. I'm mostly dealing with this blood money. And how this actual platform is giving me this sense of destruction by how I'm trying to destroy my peace, because the peace that I'm actually looking to exchange is not peace. This right here is like every time I'm dealing with this person, it's like, you know, if you're trying to build, use a hammer, right? You use a hammer, you nail it. And you miss the hammer, what happened?
You missed a nail.
And what happens?
There's a dent.
Huh?
There's a dent.
Bro, are you really thinking about, is that the problem? Are you really think in your mind? Come on, man, you talk to the people. You got to think.
You make a dent, you don't hammer the spot.
You're not thinking, bro. You're thinking it like someone that's lost. Everybody, what I'm telling you is when you miss a hammer, the first thing you hit is your hand is holding the nail. You hit your finger. And guess what happens? You hit your fingers. You normally have little blood blister spots where your finger is so sore because it's been hit by a hammer. If you don't break a bone, you're feeling that pain. Your finger is thriving. Okay? And I'm saying that you people are trying to hit a mark by building something with somebody that's not meant to build with, and it hits their spirit. And it becomes so unhealthy and unhappy, and they look at the money, looking at what they're doing, and it's like they become conditioned to be numb to the ability that their life is living through. And you can see the people that you're building with are not even healthy emotionally and interacting with them. They're not healthy. So someone not healthy, and they are unhealthy in conditioning your mind, then your mind become what? Do you understand the side effects of medicine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If people emotionally are the side effects of medicine that's not right for you, what happens? Come on, let's talk.
All right, fine. I don't think if you don't get the medicine you need, you're as good as dead. You're toxin, poisoned.
The medicine gives you something to kill you because the side effects may be worse. The side effect is a reference. Oh, this may be giving you this. But it don't tell you for the person that may be life. It might be life for that person. It may take that person's life. See, it gives you, oh, this was happening if you experienced. But something that's under that, it makes you even more side effects, right? So what I'm telling you is when you're getting information from people, see, it's so many people that you give them information and you think because, oh, yeah, I'm giving you information to help you, and they're not understanding what you're helping them with because they are leeches, apartments where it's actually termites that were you building. Imagine the leech steal your blood, and then the termites what steal your foundation. Imagine your blood and your foundation. What happened when your blood and your foundation leave from you? What happened?
You're as good as dead. Absolutely.
Right, and that's what I'm saying to you. It's people. Listen, it's people that not poor from a standpoint of poor of I don't have no money. Some people are just poor in the actual relationship building with people. See, you gotta understand what kind of poor are we talking about? We talking about am I poor of I don't care about your culture. I don't care about you being a woman that's attractive. I don't have to respect you because this is my infrastructure, this is in place, and I have to listen to your understanding. I listen to your culture, I listen to your these set of systems that are poor, right? We don't understand the true poor of the side effects of what poor is on all spectrums, right? Someone that's truly, truly poor, that you think, oh, man, you be around that person and you feel so sad and so vulnerable to that person's opposition because you look at that person in a way that you think that's you and you feel like you got your way to get the person everything. And guess what nine times out of ten? Maybe not nine times out of ten, because it's a little bit more overall. It's so many variables. It's so powerful to free your space of caring on the bigger scale, because it's someone's life. As you're breathing positivity, you see the bullseye of negativity executing the desire to try to make you miserable. It's trying to execute that desire immediately. As soon as you get happy, you say, wow, you see, you ever see in history evil how it's preying on someone's happy moment as they execute this person. As many times you tell people this and hear these stories where the person, man, they said they had the best day and it was doing good. It was just getting back their self on their feet because something happened to them. And this evil just came and pounced on them as the moment that they said it, the most happiest moment. Maybe the person was depressed. Maybe they was dealing with battling with different issues, drugs, and different things. And this person, the moment that they died, was the most happiest moment up to that point where misery came and took the happiness that they owned and put it back in the vault where they, this is something that's another level. In this life, understand true happiness. It's one thing that people truly know that's truly connected to devastation and this kind of life. They can come to somebody that's the most miserable in their life. They can make that person happy. Because they know that they, a lot of times when people like that, they're on the other side, they can destroy you. Most people that can truly help you with happiness is the people that can destroy you if they truly desire to do that. So it's a very thin line between someone truly helping you and you trying to use that to destroy them. That person probably has more venom in their ability to destroy you than you realize that you have destroyed them. So what I'm saying is, it's so many people that you try to help, and the people that they try to help is the people that actually carry the venom to bite you and destroy you. And they're taking you to a place where evil, that's what I'm trying to tell you, bro. People that you help, they don't really care about helping your happiness and helping you from being hurt. They want to have people that they're helping that are actually carrying the inventory and the actual impacting to destroy you. And they don't care about that. They care more about people that they're helping than the people that truly you helping, not really caring about you. Because listen to this. How many people in society and history that truly helped people really was helping them when they really needed it? Most of those people were never around to help the person that needed help when they see the person needed help. They were so evil and think that they can, I can do better than this person. This person died, I can come over and I can make it better than this person. And they live, so it's funny, they live so long that they overcook any blessing they have. And their blessing is overcooked, and it's to them, they don't see anything that's truly helping them. They're living a lower misery. You know, they're keeping themselves more company to their own misery, keeping no positivity.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
We're at 7:45
p.m. It's 7:45 p.m. Dot here on the program, Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Please, call it. Get involved. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, let me just say this. When you're talking about basically finding that inner perfection, your inner perfection can be outer perfection, too. They say when perfection doesn't really exist, and in a way, they're right. But to be the best version of you you can possibly, that is a possibility. I know, it seems so trying, it seems so new and scary, it sounds like a lot of work, doesn't it? It's so much better to settle for yourself, degenerating into subpar, what have you. It's so much easier than to just get up and try.
Did you realize that? Your words was, man, that's powerful. Keep talking. I really like this.
Okay. Now, I was trying to basically be quiet while he talks so as not to interrupt, but I guess now this is my half of the show, so I'm going to get into it. Now, you can attack every single aspect of your life, every single flaw, everything can be working in favor. You should be the kind of person that people envy, dream about, the kind of person that is ultimately desirable and has all the options in the world. You can be what you need to be, what you want to be.
Go ahead, talk to them, and they hear you.
Okay. Now, let's basically say, what's the first thing, basically, yourself, you're not happy? Now, maybe it's basically the fact that you don't really seem to like yourself as much as you want to.
How do you do? How do you like yourself more? When you've been in a lobby of other people's disasters, and you think that's more happy?
Okay. The first step is basically looking in the mirror and saying, I'm happy with who I am. I like what I am. Having a sort of self-worth. That's the first step you need, self-worth. So you say to yourself, okay, I'm worth more than I give myself credit for. Now, I'm not worthless. I don't need everything I need to fall down on me from above. I don't need all the gifts, all the value, all the bonuses, all the life pleasures to just be given to me, just be handed to me. I can get them myself. I can make them happen.
But guess what, though? Is a part of what you're saying is as you become the happiness of seeing these things, you start seeing these things are in you, and these things are become the lifeline of more happiness. It's reaching out to the emphasis. Like, it's like, hey, this person here, like, it start talking and you start telling you to talk to people that you wouldn't even talk to, right? It start giving you conversations. Say, hey, come over here. No, come over here. Like, it start talking, and it's like, you be talking to yourself, but you be like other people talking to you, racial level. And you start laughing because how people that you think that you wanted to be around you, they were looking and you hear them talking about you. That's what makes you feel like, wow. Come on now. This is your conversation. I'm listening.
All right. Now, the first step is, how do I basically get self-worth? Okay, first of all, I've said this before, a little bit of good posture helps. Throw your shoulders back, take a deep breath, stick your chest out, put your stomach in, stand as tall as possible. Slow, deep breathing. And once again, the key to good breathing is basically a long, slow, drawn breath in. Slow in, and then don't push it out. Don't just go in and out. Don't push it out. Just in, and then let the breath fall out naturally on its own. So yourself relax. Now, the next step, are you happy with the way you look? I mean, do you want to look better? Now, this is an obvious one, isn't it? But yes, but most people don't go about it the right way. Most people just basically try this and stop here. It's true. I'm just going to make myself over a little bit just to feel a little bit better, and that's it. That's all I need. What they don't realize is that this is the beginning, not the end. Give yourself a right shave. Try to work together an ensemble that you like. One thing, wear the kind of shoes where you can wear insoles, nice cushioned insoles. Try to find shoes that basically have sort of an elevated kind of heel because they give you a sense of arrogance.
Okay, let's back up a moment. Some people, because you got to realize some people how they're built, how their shoes are made. And sometimes you can talk to somebody that's dealing with the worst devastation in their mind. But from the physical standpoint that you would think would be in their mind, right? And you can see inside their mind is not cross contaminated, right? And so once things happen and it goes to the way that it's supposed to be, when their mind is stable and not unstable, they're able to allow their mind to expand and see more beauty and more connection. And that can reconnect the people that they're drawn to in that is drawn to them to really see the really ability of them trying and having that connection. Because, you know, it's one thing for someone to give you information. It's another thing for them to actually put you in place so you can reap the reward that your actual desires have been dreaming about, right?
Indeed.
But when someone is reaping the reward from your desire, then you don't feel too happy, you know, because this is what you're thinking. and they reap rewards, and they're not giving you what you think that you deserve from your desires, right? But they sit back and pounce on your desires, and you got to, man, it's not, see, we're not meant to be cross-contaminated and succeeded. There's so many people that, if you can tell this, you can see people that are the most successful you ever meet in life, right? And that's,
oh, yeah.
That's one of the things you see. Is they look more dirty than dirty people. And you like, in your mind, if you really seen people that are really successful look the way that they claim people that didn't have anything, you wouldn't be so oppressed when you look like that. Oh, no, don't let me look like this. I ain't poor like this. I'm looking dirty. People lose their mind when they're dirty, when they've been always trying to look like they're important when people don't respect them. That's really the issue. It's not them looking like that. It's people already think they're like that, right? So if you was dirty and you were really successful and people didn't think that way, you wouldn't care, right?
Oh,
but
yeah.
But it's because people think you dirty, they're not looking so much of that. Your actions, if you do. But there's some people that you really, you don't care what part of the world they're from. You really identify with them. You make them the mascot of your actual dreams and your fantasies when you see people that really change your life. Change you to change for life, you know? And when that person directs you into the importance that you didn't think you had, and this person truly will give you some kind of closure, because what happens is we want to identify with everybody. Some people want to identify with everybody. Every culture, every person, they just want to be, you know, absorbed with all the information, absorb all, but guess what? That's what truly. Truly, this is where we come to find the true level of the you know, the conscience that each person may have in a way that may not always be something that they can, you know, explain, you know, in the most plain way. But connecting to a life word that everybody can connect that relationship that define the state of their moment in time that adds up to the same equation, people will see that being the connection point. Even when people start a little earlier, people start a little late, people start directly as needed, and they see this experience that defines the level of, you know, perspective. You know, and it, one of the things, too, like I was talking to somebody. This is what I was saying. I said, it's two people that you meet in life. And they say, what you mean is two type of people that you meet in life. Now, it's a few things to say. What's known don't have to be said. And it's a difference between somebody, listen to this. You can have somebody, look at this. I've seen this. I've seen people listen to songs. And they're editing the songs to sound the way that they want it to sound. And as I hear them, you know, going over what they're saying, they sound better than the actual song. How they intellect property, how they change the words, and the song sounds even better. They would not be as famous as the person if this person could go right to the space. That particular person may not be as famous as the person that actually created it. So what I'm saying to you is there is other ways to go about it, right? Now, as the person said, what you mean is it's two different types of people. Now, I know it's two different types of people. But what she was telling me is my actual grammar was not correct to pronunciate the actual explaining what's going on, but it's because it's my intellect property, and when people are cooking food from different cultures, they don't cook food necessarily the same way. And what makes you not understand is because you think it from the way you think, and that limits your actual understanding of how that food is cooked. If you understand how that's cooked, you may not cook the food as good as it someone told you, make it be better. So what I'm saying to you is, as she's telling me this, so I was like, okay. I said, but listen to this. It's takers and givers. Right?
Yeah.
Someone takes from you, you're gonna notice how much. Oh, I ain't got $5. I can't even get lunch. You be like, oh, I noticed I got 20 extra dollars. Oh, I can do this. I can get this. And it start becoming a wealthy center, and these things are connected in a building level that allow you to have more when you're around that center, or around that center, whatever you guys want to back of your phone.
What'd you tell me?
Your feedback is on your phone, so you got to correct it. Don't talk too much. Just get it correct.
Okay.
So this is the thing that needs to be in our experience. When you're dealing with cross-contaminated people that use their culture to say this is how they talk and they know it's wrong. Wrong is wrong. That's universal. Wrong is wrong. Right is right. That's universal.
Absolutely.
So anytime somebody's telling you this is their culture, that they're scamming you, 9 of the 10. Because if you know in your gut instinct, you know it don't feel right, you can't always be wrong just because you're wrong. No person, people accidentally be right. So how can you always be wrong when people accidentally be right?
Huh.
See, there's no way that a normal person is very few selling person wrong all. I mean, come on now, all the time? How can a person be wrong all the time? See, and this is what we're dealing with. This is Comedian Organic OK talking with my co-host.
Talk Dude, the one and only. And also with Organic OK himself on the show, satisfying the greatness within you. One more final closing remark. Satisfy the greatness now. Don't wait until the moment is perfect. Don't wait for all the planets to be in perfect alignment. Don't wait for the next solar eclipse. Don't wait until you're in the mood. Do it now. That's one thing every motivational speaker will tell you. Do it now while you have the opportunity. The golden moment is always now. Do it now.
See, one of the things you do is you do a closing argument and you text them on the talk, bro. You're talking to people. Stop the long break.
Okay, fine. Giving you a chance. I was giving you the chance, but maybe I should. Okay, let me keep at it.
It's over. What about 30 seconds?
Okay. Ask yourself another. Actually, we have longer than that, but even before that, ask yourself, what is it I need? What is it I want? Really feel. Really answer honestly. Make a list. Grab that. Every opportunity you get. Grab that.
These times, man, these clocks are not right, bro. So, yeah, you're right. We're about a minute and about 30 seconds. But anyway, yeah, so this is the thing before I get out of here and tie this actual as a bow tie. I must not forget, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. And for those, celebrating Valentine's Day in another time zone and allow them to be into the next day in their, different parts of the world, people are in Valentine's. And I would say, have a Valentine's Day to you in other areas. And like I said, Valentine's for those is tomorrow, as the time run out, and tomorrow is Valentine's. When you hear this, if you listen to tomorrow, it's happy Valentine's Day to you. And for those out there that don't have any partners and they are actually living and seeing happiness, that's a partner. That's a part of investment. Seeing the way that someone care about you and you don't necessarily know them and they pick into the world, that is another extension of caring about you in another way. And, hey, I get it. Just be like, well, someone may be married and you're saying something and you're kind of, putting them in a situation where they're fantasizing. Man, people are going to fantasize. Isn't that right? People are going to fantasize regardless if you tell them not to. They're going to fantasize what they want to, right?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Is a ton of women tell you who they fantasize about and they marry?
Yeah.
And they talk about kids and being a teenager and being a young adult. Their favorite person was this person and they still like this person. They ever hit this person, they were married with this person, right? Right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever fantasized about somebody famous that you wanted to marry or you wanted to date? Is there anybody that you had a crush on?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I
didn't think you ever said it. It's like you had constipation in your brain. Come on, man. Talk.
No, we're off the air.
Okay. My bad. Take care, everybody. I went over it.
All right. Okay.